City Council heard from a handful of speakers about one of the other agenda items. That's Longmont's proposed agreement with Top Operating and Cub Creek Energy that would stop all surface drilling in city limits. The agreement, however, would still allow fracking under city land through horizontal drilling. Last week, Longmont city staff made a public presentation on the agreement and had weathered criticism that there had not been enough opportunity for community input. Some attending last night reiterated their concerns.
The ordinance you're voting on tonight is a win for oil and gas, but not for Longmont residents. You yourself said at the open forum last week, Mayor Bagley, that we're making a pact with the devil.
But others acknowledged that council had little choice in making this agreement given current state law.
This ordinance that you're getting ready to approve does not give us a perfect solution. A more perfect solution was Charter Amendment 300 approved by the voters in 2012. It banned fracking and related activities within city limits. However, the Colorado Supreme Court disagreed. And since we are nation and state bound by laws, they prevailed. So this agreement, I believe, is the best option we have on the table. Imperfect, but better than the status quo.
Ultimately, City Council approved the measure.
It passes 6-1 with Councilmember Peck against.
Under the agreement, which is being described as a first of its kind deal, Longmont will pay $3 million. In return, Top Operating and Cub Creek Energy will abandon wells that are active in the city, and they're also giving up future well permits. Mayor Brian Bagley acknowledged the work done by activists in Longmont over the years who had fought fracking, including the late Kay Fissinger, who was instrumental in the passage of the voter-approved fracking ban that was ultimately overturned by the state Supreme Court. For KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran.